Young Nelly, my heart's delight, be loving and do not slight. The proffer I make for modesty's sake, I'll honor thy beauty bright. For love, I profess, I can do no less, thou hast my favor won. E'er since I see thy modesty, e'er for agree and fancy me, for I am a farmer's son. But I am a lady gay, 'tis very well known I may have men of renown in city and town, then Robin without delay. Court Bridget or Sue, Kate Nancy or Prue, their love will soon be won. But don't you dare to speak me fair, as if I were at my last prayer, to marry a farmer's son. My father has a treasure store, 200 a year and more, with 70 cows, carts, harrows, and ploughs, his age is above 80. Whene'er he shall die, then verily I shall have what he has won. Then all that's mine, both land and kind, shall soon be thine, if thou'd incline to marry a farmer's son. A fig for your cows and corn, your proffered love I scorn. 'Tis known very well I am Mistress Nell, and you're but a bumpkin born. Well, if it be so, quoth he, I will go, I hope no harm is done. Farewell, adieu, I hope to woo as good as you, and to win her too, though I am a farmer's son. Are you in such haste, quoth she, perhaps we may still agree. For love, I protest, I was but in jest, and therefore sit down by me. For thou art the man that verily can perform what must be done, both straight and tall, large limbs withal, therefore I shall be at thy call, and marry a farmer's son. Sweet lady, believe me now, I solemnly swear and vow, no lords in their lives e'er pleasure their wives like fellows that drives the plough. Our labor and pains new vigor gains, we don't do harlots wrong. As courtiers do, I never knew a city beau that could outdo a country farmer's son.